Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, which I call steady work. I was taken down by a horrible, terrible, spiteful cold last week, so if my voice sounds funny or extra manly, that is why. And now you know. Couple of things. One, M-School registration closes this week on Friday because I was sick, and so I did no marketing. So you have until this Friday at noon Eastern, that's brandcampblog.com/mschool, and M stands for magic, and we talk about being magic in business and how we are not like non-magical people, and we're motivated by different things, and we go about our work differently, and how all of that comes to play, and how to overcome the obstacles that are very specific to magical business people. We talk about all that, we have classes, and then you either meet me in Harry Potter World in Orlando, or you have a 15-minute Solve Your Life lightning bolt session call with me in June. Those are your options. It's less than $200. It's a damn steal. So go check it out, brandcampblog.com/mschool. And if you're like, I don't know, go do it. Come on now. Come on. Okay, so steady work is what we're going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about some other things that are coming up, but steady work is first. So I think that we all sort of vaguely hope that our work will go viral someday. We hope one day we'll be discovered and then like bada bing, bada boom, that will be the end of our striving. Everyone will know who we are and what we do, then give us dollars forever and ever, the end. I have a friend who runs a nonprofit, and that friend is Lila, who runs Flying Kites. And she talks about this one nonprofit that she knows. They were really young as a startup nonprofit. Nobody knew about them, but they happened to know a really, 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 really famous person. And that really, 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 really famous person tweeted about them once, and they've never had to worry about funding from that moment until now. And since she's been doing this year after year after year after year, and funding is always at the forefront of the issues that she faces because she's never gone viral, that is a pain in the ass. And that weighs on her. And I'm like, yes, that is terrible. But going viral isn't something you can control. So it isn't something that we can like work on. And it's not something that we can just watch the Good Morning America's top 5 tips on going viral and then it will happen. That's not how it works. It's not something you can add to your plans for next Tuesday or to the most convenient Saturday possible. It's not in your realm, and so let's stop trying to make things go viral and just do steady work. Also, we tend to conflate going viral into something amazing or wonderful or unique or beautiful or just it solves your life. And the thing is, it doesn't necessarily, even when it kind of should. Cheryl Strayed, who wrote the book Wild, which was then turned into the film that starred Reese Witherspoon, was on Super Soul Sunday with my girl, Oprah. And she talked about how the first time she was on Super Soul Sunday, she didn't have enough money to pay the rent. Like, her rent check had just bounced. And her husband called and asked why the rent check bounced. And she said, but we don't have enough money. And he said, your book is on the New York Times bestseller list. And she said, that doesn't change the fact that we have no money. So on the day before she was being interviewed by Oprah for Super Soul Sunday, she couldn't afford to get a completely new outfit. She went to Goodwill and bought a $5 shirt and wore that to meet Oprah. Because when you have books on the New York Times bestseller list, you are not instantaneously paid via magical transfer. There's a big gap. And she was living in the gap between being viral and wildly popular and actually receiving the fruits of her labor. So she met Oprah on a $5 t-shirt. So don't assume that just because someone's gone viral, they have it all figured out or that it's all together or whatever. And that just blew my mind. And I was like, God bless Cheryl Strayed and her $5 shirt. Because she actually had done the work and deserved it and earned it and was wildly popular and working her ass off and still hadn't gotten the fruits of her labor. That's a story about going viral. But steady work is when we fold discipline, structure, and rhythm into our days as necessary pursuits. We keep showing up to create. We make marketing calendars. We actually follow through on the marketing calendars. We create promotions. We troubleshoot when they fall flat. We honor the three kinds of time, which we've talked about. Magic time, that's when you do your sacred, most special, amazing work, likely to be the work that you would do for free. Mogul time, which is when you show people the work that you've done instead of hiding. And muggle time, which is when you check your emails, pay your accounts, make sure your electricity is on, take care of all the day-to-day grindy things that keep your business running and flowing. So magic, muggle, and mobile time every day. We build those into each workday. We hustle to create our own sustainable business rhythms. So that doesn't mean we hustle every single day. That means there are times when you're pushing your work hard and there are times when you aren't. That means there are times when you're not sleeping and there are times when you are sleeping so much. That's not true. I always sleep. There are times when you're sleeping less and times when you're sleeping in. We learn to sell our work and sell our work and sell our work and sell our work, even when we're scared or we're sure we should probably give up. We carefully choose our vendors and we add to our arsenal of cumulative work as time goes on. We remember that steady work has a cumulative effect. In a very real example, I decided that I was going to put together a book of poems, which I'm working on, and so I was going to read every poem I'd ever written, which consists of thousands of poems. So I went back, and I went from 1999, when I really started pursuing writing in like a very dedicated capacity, and between 1999 and 2001, there were hundreds of poems, just daily, ba 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 ba, sometimes two, sometimes three. And for the sake of publishing now, there is not a keeper among them. So I could say that each and every one of those poems was a complete and total waste of time. None of them have seen the light of day. None of them went viral. None of them have gotten me any sort of dollars. But there's also the effect of that steady work led to the poems in 2002 and 2003 and 2009 and 2016 that I love and that are still little tiny gems of really halfway decent to mostly decent writing. Without the steady work, there would not be the cumulative effect of my becoming a better writer. So even if you're like, everything I'm producing is trash right now, if you're doing steady work, the cumulative effect is occurring. And that's really, really important and not to be overlooked. Again, hundreds of poems, thousands of hours of my life dedicated to those poems. And the joy of it was in the moment being able to articulate what I was feeling. And the joy of it now is benefiting from the cumulative effect of that steady work. Likewise, when I was in Paris doing Mullet and people were like, you look good in Paris, you look so happy, it looks so good. And they get jealous and they send me the I'm so jealous emails. That took discipline and structure and rhythm. And it totally looks glamorous because it's Paris in the spring, right? There's also the rigor behind that of planning, making, toying with, tinkering, packing, aligning, reserving, transporting, and otherwise readying for souls to land in my care for 4 days, which is a huge deal. It's a really big responsibility. And there are also the many, many, many pieces that came together to make the Mullet workshop happen. Getting to those particular moments in Paris involved 17 years of writing my heart out, 7 years with Brand Camp, its anniversary is coming up soon, 4 years of college spent studying French studying education, 3 years and 2 semesters of French classes, 2 prior trips to Paris to fall in love with the city, and unfortunately, 1 terrorist attack that brought mullet signups to a screeching halt. In other words, there was good, there was bad, and there was steady work with unexpected surprises. The years build on one another, and they add up to something you don't see forming. Until one day you have a simple idea, like I had with Mullet Workshop, requiring a whole pantheon of tools that you've already acquired. Even for something like depression that feels terrible and horrible and so deeply wounding, it's helped me to work on a schedule, because without the schedule I would just be like, fuck it, I don't need to work today, because my body rarely wants to work. It helps me notice the weather and plan accordingly. The more sunshines there are in the 7-day forecast, the more I put into my calendar. That is not made up or a joke. That's a fact. It's made me much more responsible for my dietary choices and for making changes because I don't have enough energy to fuck that up. It's made me work out more. It's made me get outside more. It's made it a priority to go to the ocean. It is made for an ongoing test of vulnerability in my business. Again and again and again and again, when I talk about depression, it is always vulnerable and scary, and I think you're going to run away because you don't trust me or my work or something, because it's vulnerable to talk about it. Depression also keeps me humble because if I could just press the yup, I'm finished button, I would. But I can't, so I acknowledge that as much as I can do steady work and try my best and keep making, there are also forces at work beyond my control. I'm still human, and I keep showing up. You, too, are human, and you keep showing up. I know that about you. You have no idea about what's wasted and what's making you a really good teacher or artist or entrepreneur or human. You can only follow the ideas and do the steady work and bring those ideas to life one at a time. If you're lucky, one of those ideas will look like eating crepes Nutella on the steps of Sacré-Cœur at sunset. But we both know it will be so much more than that. So, my friends and my peeps, go and do your steady work. Recognize that it has a cumulative effect. Recognize that it isn't wasted, that it's this part of something that goes into your tool belt that allows you to take on greater and greater challenges and have weirder and weirder ideas that you get to bring into the world, which is fucking amazing. Speaking of workshops, there is going to be the Steer Your Ship workshop is coming back this November in San Diego. And I'm not saying anything except that it's going to involve swimming with otters. Like, privately, we are all going to swim with otters together. And that in and of itself should be reason enough for you to email me to ask for more information, which is braincamponline@gmail.com. I'll get all the details out. It's in November. But if you're like, must have, done, I've been waiting for Steer Your Ship, let me know, and I will be the first to notify you. I'm so, so excited to do that again. That is it. So M School closes on Friday for real, because I am not sick and there are sunshines in the calendar. And Steer Your Ship, if you are interested in swimming with otters, I mean steering the ship that is your business for about 6 months working together with me. I'll send you all the details, braincamponline@gmail.com. If you want to play with me on the Instagrams, I'm at KKelp. Thanks so much for listening. I will see you next week with your steady work, my friend. Talk soon.